Brother Jason Francis, an elder from the Yellowknife Congregation, will now present the next talk of this symposium, Be a Courageous Parent.
If you are a parent, we commend you for your efforts to provide for your family materially and spiritually. As a parent, you know that that's not an easy thing to do, to care for the many needs of your children, all the while placing a primary importance on helping them build their relationship with Jehovah. You see, the world puts pressure on both parents and on children. At 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, we see what the source of this pressure is when it tells us that the whole world originates not with Jehovah, but with the world, which, of course, as we know, is under the control of Satan the devil. Yes, almost everything around us today applies pressure to conform to this world and its thinking. In view of that, as parents, you need courage if you are to protect your children's spirituality. Well, in the following video, note how one parent faced a choice that called for such courage.
When our little daughter Belen was nearly 3 years old, the doctors discovered that she had a brain tumor.
When her physical condition worsened, as a father, I had to make decisions on what kind of treatment she would receive to best take care of her. And that completely terrified me.
It was like having Goliath in front of me, and I felt desperate for a moment. I remember that inside, I shouted to Jehovah to help me.
Through that situation, I learned how to pray to Jehovah. And Jehovah never left me. Jehovah guided me. Jehovah helped me make good decisions.
Only through prayer did I understand that what we were facing was too much for us to handle alone. We needed Jehovah more than ever.
As a family, we focused on our spiritual routine. The key to not being afraid of these problems is to trust in the resurrection hope. My wife and I were determined to educate our girls with love. Also, in a way that they would truly get to know Jehovah as they grew up.
It was evident that we were leaning on Jehovah, and they did the same. Belen, when she was going through difficult circumstances, she would say to me, "Don't worry, Mom, I prayed to Jehovah already." It made me see that, okay, my daughter is seeing Jehovah so real. There were many moments where she strengthened me. And even though it's true that Belen fell asleep in death, for me, she came out victorious. Because I know she's going to open her eyes in the new world, and the four of us will be together again.
No doubt our hearts go out to this dear family in view of the great challenge that they had to face. But their experience serves as an example, and it provides us as parents with some very important lessons that can help you to show the courage that you need. Let's look at 3 points that can help you. The first is the importance of prayer. Now, do you recall what our brother Juan said? He said that, "Through that situation, I learned how to pray to Jehovah." What was the result? Well, Jehovah's guidance helped him to make good decisions. So parents, prayerfully meditate on the future that you want for your children. And as you think about that, perhaps the words come to mind of the Apostle John. 3 John chapter, or verse 4 rather, it says there, "No greater joy do I have than this, that I may hear that my children go on walking in the truth. Well, no doubt you want to experience that same joy. You want to hear that your children are happy, mature servants of Jehovah God. If so, you must act courageously and guide them in the way in which they should walk. So rely on Jehovah through prayer to help you do that. Well, what does that direction involve? Well, that's our second point that we can consider. Good training. You know, looking back again to the example of the Suarez family, did you notice what our brother said about their goals in training their daughters? He said that he and his wife were determined to educate them with love. So provide loving training that will not only help your children to grow to be responsible adults, but will help them to develop deep within their heart a love for Jehovah and his principles. Now, as we think of good training, that at times requires discipline. Providing loving, balanced discipline when it's needed is essential for our young ones. It helps to train their thinking, shape their moral character. It gives them a measure of security that helps them grow to adulthood. But the key in providing good discipline when it's needed is to do it in a loving, consistent, and reasonable way. So to accomplish that goal, trust in Jehovah and rely on the guidance that he provides. Now, related to that is another important aspect of your training. That is studying the Bible with your children. You know, the most important Bible study that you will ever conduct is the Bible study you have with your children. So take that responsibility seriously and resist any distractions or pressures that may threaten to interfere with your family worship. Now, a third point that we can take away is the importance of your example as parents. A Bible verse that we can look to that illustrates the importance of setting a good example for your children is found at 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 55. I invite you to turn there with me, and we'll consider this verse, what it says of the young boy David. Here, he's about to meet his greatest challenge yet. But notice what it says in verse 55. It says, at the moment that Saul saw David go out to meet the Philistine, he said to Abner, the chief of the army, "Whose son is this boy, Abner?" Abner replied, "As surely as you live, O king, I do not know." Well, great courage was obviously needed by David to face the mighty Goliath. Where did that courage come from? Well, Saul likely here concluded that that courage must have come from good training he received from his father. What's the lesson? Parents, set a good example, and your children will likely follow you. We just saw a modern-day example of setting a good example in our video. Our sister Laura mentioned that it was evident to their daughters that they were relying on Jehovah. What was the result? Their daughters did the same. In fact, the parents drew strength from the fact that young Belin saw Jehovah as someone very real. So parents, show by your example that spiritual things are your priority. Ask yourself, do I help my family focus on spiritual goals, or am I more focused on secular and financial goals? Yes, as parents, we need to avoid the unscriptural view that our children should provide their parents with a life of ease. Rather, we want to encourage our children to trust in Jehovah and to pursue the full-time ministry. Let your children know how much or how proud you are when you see them making good decisions that reflect spiritual things. This is what will result in their greatest blessing. Yes, parents, continue in your course, and your courageous actions will result in wonderful blessings, both for you and your children.